kind of a scripture that I used last night, so I'm going to use today. It's out of Romans 13, the very last one, about us putting on the Lord Jesus Christ, which Galatians says, all those who were baptized in Christ are now clothed with Christ. So we're clothed with Him. And then it says, make no provision for the flesh in regard to the flesh, lust. That word provision is enable, right? Says, put on Jesus Christ and don't enable your flesh. Like, we all know what enabling, right? We've heard that and know what that word means. Because the two things Scripture says that Christians actually uses the word that we war or battle. One, in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers, demonic powers, right? The next thing it says that we war against is our flesh, our fallen humanity, right? It says this in Galatians. You were called to freedom, brethren, only don't turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, one statement, that you shall love your neighbors yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you're not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the power of the Holy Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. These are in opposition to one another. They are at war with each other. So that you won't do the things that you, the word is please there, or lust against. If you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, we're going to come back there to Galatians. But this is, Paul says this in Romans chapter 7, right? Because we know that as new creations that Jesus crucified the person that I was. That person's dead. I'm no longer that person, right? But that person acted out through my fallen humanity, which is my fallen humanity is my flesh, right? So Paul says, I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, right? For the willing is present, but the doing of good is can't, because I can't do good in the flesh. For the good that I want to do, I don't do, but I practice the very things or the evil I don't want to do. But if I am doing the very thing I do not want to do, I'm no longer the one doing it, but sin which indwells me. I find then the principle that evil is present in me, the one who wants to do good. So the flesh houses this thing called the law of sin, right? Now, as we'll see in a minute, that has been crucified, right? Jesus did take that on the cross and buried it, and Scripture says it rendered it powerless over, meaning that it doesn't have power over me. A lot of people will think, you know, because I deal with that every day with counseling, and, you know, if there's demonic things there, and people begin to blame things on demonic spirits, right? It wasn't me, it was demonic. And I say to them, no, it wasn't, it was you, right? Because they cannot override your choices, right? I can only give in to the lies they're telling me, right? I enable them to do that. Same thing is with the flesh. The flesh is the surfboard that the demonic thing will ride in on, right? It's the wave. They ride in on my flesh, try to take opportunity through that. So Paul said that I have this principle within me, in my flesh, it's called the law of sin. Jesus did render it powerless, but it's there. And it doesn't take you very long after becoming a Christian to realize that it's still there, right? But I love how he goes on, you know, that wretched man that I am, verse 24, who will set me free? Thanks be to God through Jesus. In other words, he's already set me free. And we hear that every day. But I want to go back to Galatians because, again, remember Romans said to clothe ourselves with Christ and don't enable the flesh. Because the flesh loves to, as we just read, bite and devour one another, right? If we bite and devour one another, it's the flesh. Verse 16, I'll reread that in 17 again. But I say, walk by the power of the Spirit, and you will not carry out its desire. The flesh sets its desire against the Spirit against the flesh. These are in opposition, so that you may not do the things that you feel like doing, right? But if you're led by the Holy Spirit, you're not under law anymore. Now, the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, divisions, what that means, strifes, jealousies, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and the things like these of which I forewarn you and have forewarned you that if those who practice such things will not experience the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, of course, is love. This is all the fruit of the Holy Spirit. much better stuff to walk in, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and against such things there is no law. See, those who belong to Christ Jesus, this is a great verse. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. So if we live because of the Spirit, let us walk by the power of the Spirit. Let us not become those. There's a scripture over in 1 Peter. I hadn't thought about these in a long time, but as the Lord was just kind of speaking this to me. This is in 1 Peter chapter 2, starting in verse 11. It said, "Beloved, I urge you, as aliens and strangers, to abstain from the fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul." Here we go again. "Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so in the thing that they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of your visitation." Then it jumps down. "Act as free men, and do not use your freedom. Act as free men, but do not use your freedom as a covering for evil, or a covering to do what I want to do, or you know, but use it as slaves of God." So here again, Peter uses these same things because Jesus taught it to all of them, that there's a war in the battle, and the main one that you and I fight every day is the one with against the spirit and the flesh. Right? The flesh is under the law, and so that I just don't do whatever I feel like doing. Right? If you make me mad and I just feel like chewing you out, okay, then no, I don't get to. That's the flesh. That's my fallen humanity. There's the principle of sin which dwells in that area, you know. But Jesus crucified that thing, put it to death. So I no longer, I'm no longer enslaved to it, right? Jesus set us free. And that's where it says, act as free men, because you've been set free. You've been set free from that power over you forever. He crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. That went on the cross with him, and he buried it. And then we know that. He filled us with the Spirit, and he came to live within us, right? And that law of sin now is put to death, but the law of sin still lives there. It resides in the flesh, right? I wish it was completely gone. One day it will be. That'll be the cool thing about going to heaven, because it won't be around anymore. But Jesus did two things at that on the cross. One, He rendered it powerless, is what it says. He rendered the flesh powerless over me. Right? It cannot override my choices. He stripped the enemy, it says, on the cross. Stripped him of his weapons and its power. So they don't have any authority over me. Right? So that as a believer that is now clothed with Christ, in this great battle of these two things, of the principalities and now my flesh, says if I walk by the power of the Holy Spirit, I won't carry out its desire against me. Not that it won't rise its head up and want you to do certain things. You can just say no. I'm no longer a slave to you. Matter of fact, in Romans chapter 6, it says you're now, because you're in Christ, you're a slave to righteousness. And you're not under the law anymore, but you're under the dominion of the grace of God that rule and reigns over you. Right? So he'll show us those things. I love that about what the Galatians uses that, because it's just, you know, we now have... are living by this awesome power within me. Again, I say this all the time, really hear this, that Holy Spirit makes Jesus real to me. And the only thing I'm really enslaved to is Him. Right? And so therefore, when it says I just don't act the way I just feel like acting sometimes, is because sometimes the way I feel like acting is not coming from the Holy Spirit. It's coming from my fallen humanity and my flesh. And I'm not enslaved to it. I'm enslaved to Christ. I'm enslaved to Him. Right? So we'll discover when we get on the other side that all I did and all of you did too was just believe lies, right? And we'll see him for it. Matter of fact, Scripture actually says we'll actually see the enemy one day. And we'll all say, oh my God, I gave into that, you know, because we've been looking through a big magnifying glass. A wretched man, as Paul said, not what, but who will set me free? Thanks be to God through Jesus who has already set me free, who crucified me, made me a new creation. So... I'm no longer enslaved to anything. I'm enslaved. I'll go back in Romans and just read that because it's so cool. He's made me in Christ. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that Jesus lives now, he lives to God. He lives, where does he live it? In me. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin but now you're alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let it reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its strong desire. Remember we said that in Romans 13, that it said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and don't enable it. Don't enable your flesh. So right here. You don't have to obey it anymore. Don't go present the members of your body as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who are alive from the dead, and your members as weapons of righteousness to God. See, for sin shall not be master over you anymore. You're not under the dominion of law, man's best effort, but now you are under the dominion of grace. That's who. And it says this, now present your members as slaves of obedience to the Lord. You're a slave of the one you obey, either sin that always results in death, or of obedience that results into righteousness. But thanks be to God that you were slaves of sin. You now became obedient from the heart to that teaching that which you're committed. And now having been freed from the power of sin, you are now enslaved to God. That's who we are. You're enslaved to Him. He lives His life within you. That's good news, right? You ever felt like you were just under, you know, the power of something, or you just couldn't get set free? You've already been free from that. Thanks be to God. All right, I could go on, but we'll stop there.